The 88th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade will step off on Sunday, December the 7th at 2 p.m. at the entrance of Polo Road onto University Drive. Shortly thereafter, it turns north onto Texas Avenue and will disband at about Sulphur Springs Road. It'll be shy of the Tejas Center. The groups go off in different areas once they get up there, so we recommend that if you want to see everybody in the parade, that you stay south of the Sulphur Springs area. And this year we have 102 entries. Of course, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band and the Ross Volunteers lead off the parade as they do each and every year, and Santa Claus is the last official entry. So everything falls in between that. We've got bands, we've got floats, we've got marching units, we've got car clubs, we even have camels. One of the entries is doing a live nativity scene complete with camels this year, so it's literally something for everyone. The theme of the parade is the 12 Days of Christmas. That has opened up a wide variety of avenues for people to go off into as they consider what their units are going to look like, and you're going to have to come and view the parade to actually see how creative some of our community folks are, because it's going to be pretty spectacular.
If someone is unable to actually make it out to the parade, is there a live stream of the parade this year?
There's not going to be a live stream, but it is being recorded for delay television, and it will be shown at 7 p.m. on KAMU-TV on Sunday night. And all you have to do is tune in. It's channel 12, 700 on Suddenlink, you know, however you get that. But we are available on different cable sites around and plus off air. So 7 o'clock, and if that's not possible for you, it will be shown several times between now and Christmas.
Okay, great. And Penny, if I obviously entries are way past due, but if somebody just wants more information on the parade, what's a website that they can go to?
The website is bcsparade.com. For Bryan College Station Parade, bcsparade.com, and they can always pick up the phone and they can either call KAMU, and the telephone number here is 979-845-5611, or they can also call Bryan Broadcasting at 979-695-9595.
And Penny, I haven't looked that far ahead, but how's the weather looking for Sunday?
Well, you know, it changes on a daily basis, and there is a chance of rain. What I saw last night and into this morning was that the showers should be coming later in the day, so we're hoping that the parade will be finished before anything happens. But certainly check your weather forecast, dress appropriately, bring umbrellas. It is a rain or shine event. In my history with the parade, and for any records that we have been able to actually locate, we don't know of any official cancellations. We've heard that there was one, but nobody can tell us when. So we're going on that the parade has never been canceled, and it's certainly in the last 35-plus years that I've been involved with it. We have gone on rain or shine, and we're looking forward to a great parade on Sunday afternoon. So if it sprinkles a little bit, just have an umbrella or a rain slicker handy, and the parade will march on down Texas Avenue.
Great. So 88 years, 12 days of Christmas. It sounds like it is going to be a very entertaining parade this year.
Well, we're very excited about it and really looking forward to it, Chelsea. So now all we have to have is a large crowd of people out there to cheer our marchers on.
All right, Penny. Well, is there anything else you want to touch on before we let you go?
No, this is just a really terrific community event.